Okay, that'll be fine. Because I just put the stop button. Okay, I think it's recording now. All right. And where were you born? What?
Center City, Minnesota.
Center. Center City. Was this your first teaching job when you came to Muncie?
It was about my fourth. I taught 4 years at Breslin before I came here.
Before you came here.
And I had been 1 year in Rapidan and 1 year in Houston. So that was 6 years before I came here. I taught 7 years in all.
7 years in Rapidan, and then you met your husband here in Muncie, huh? He was
through the Waspa.
Through the Waspa. He was a dentist here.
Yes.
Yeah. How was his practice then? Did he have quite a good practice?
Oh, yes. And because his brother's wife had been killed in May of that, and that was my first year of teaching. And so he was going down to Spring Grove to practice with his brother. He had bought out a dentist practice down here. Together that had been there green all the time. But then the other dentist decided he wasn't going to leave. So he sent back the down payment and everything was off.
So he stayed here.
So he stayed here. He was glad he did.
How was dentistry during the Depression? Did you have did that bother you or too much?
It didn't flourish. John
guess that made a big difference in the Wasika, you know, what we had it for stores in Wasika.
Oh, yeah.
They have Buckley's grocery store up there, right there.
Yeah, that was a couple of stores down. I don't think that was in the fire. I don't know if Buckley's were there at that time.
Seems like they were there all the time that I
remember.
Oh. Well, maybe I don't.
When did you? How long have you been in Westing?
I was born here.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. And then I was gone for 10 years.
Oh.
Because we lived out in the country.
Oh, I remember when we had a fresh gasoline. couldn't go very far. Yeah. So for our vacation that year, we went to Madison Lake in Benicia.
Oh. Did you have a cottage over there?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then they quit rationing while we were there, and then we filled up with gas and went for a long ride.
Big treat.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
You know, it's funny, now we have everything, you know, and how short we were.
Yes, and I have really never felt that I was short in any place.
No, but I mean, you had to stop and think about it that you didn't have it. Your children were all home then, right?
Oh yes, they were quite little.
Yeah, they would be.
They were born in 31 and 33 and 35.
Oh, you have, yeah, right, right.
The girls were just 4 years and 2 days apart. They were born the 6th of December and the 8th of December. The boy was born in July. So they weren't just evenly divided like that. They were 17 months apart, the first two. And then the last two were almost 2.5 years apart.
Were they born here at the hospital?
All of them at the hospital.
You don't remember what you paid a day at the hospital, do you?
Well, I had a bill. If I had thought about it, I could have found it.
Yeah.
But it really was very little. I think it cost a little over $100 for the 10 days.
I'm sure it wasn't much more than $5 to $10 a day at most, and that included everything.
Yes. Yeah. I think it was about $100.
Yeah,
one of them, anyway.
No, it includes everything.
Yeah. And we stayed 9 days in those states, Manhattan.
Oh, yes. You should get out of bed.
Now they go home almost right away.
Yes. About 2 or 3 days. Did you always live in that? When did you buy that house by the church?
We bought that at about the same time that the church was transferred over there when we bought the Episcopal Church. It was about 1936, I think. So for 7 years we rented houses.
The first 7 years, you
know. And I moved here in 1976, so I lived there from 36 to 76.
40 years. You were active in the Girl Scouts?
Well, I was never a leader, but I was on the council. So I was camp chairman and I had different offices. I was treasurer of the Girl Scout Council. Seems to me I kept track of the money. And had to be camp chairman for 1 or 2 years. And it was a lot of work in the summer when the girls went camping.
Did you ever go camping?
Clean up the place. No, I didn't. Oh. But I had to deliver groceries out there. And you'd see some of the girls homesick and crying. Just living right out of town, on the edge of town, and still they cried and wanted to be home.
Yeah, they used to have a big camp up in Maplewood.
Yes, in Maplewood. And it was quite a job to clean up the latrines there and the main building where they did the cooking. We'd have to hire a camp director and a cook. And so.
Now that's all taken over to the City Hills.
Yes, I suppose. Don't hear much about it.
No, they don't have any camps or anything. Did they have anything else go on out at Maplewood? I mean, did they ever have any?
Well, they'd have a Boy Scout camp from Austin. They owned it. I think it was willed to the Austin Boy Scouts.
But they didn't have any other...
They didn't have any entertainment like they used to have. They used to have Chautauquas out there, I think. And have programs.
But that must have been before you came.
That was before my time. I didn't know anything about that. Thank you.
before 1900.
Yes, I would think so.
Were your children interested in sports and everything during those school years? I mean,
and they were interested in music.
They took the music.
The boy was in band.
Band.
The girls were in chorus. I don't remember if he was in chorus, but he has good voices. My father was a choir director and organist and so on, so I tried to serve the music department. I wanted him to take piano lessons, but his father wasn't in favor of that. I thought it was only sissies that did that.
Oh, and now they tell anybody.
Oh, I said anybody that can play the piano is popular, right?
Yes.
And he wished I had insisted on him learning.
Oh, yes.
I taught him a few things myself. It isn't like he, because I took from my father.
And that isn't right either.
And he was regular in coming home. He had a music store, and he traveled with a quartet. Was out of town quite a bit. Then he'd come home and he'd say, well, Ruth, come on, we'll have a piano lesson. And I had been playing everything but the lesson, you know, practicing. I hadn't practiced, I just played. And had fun with the piano. And he didn't think I practiced enough, so then I had a tape from one of his friends at Minnesota College in Minneapolis. Because that's where my father taught. That was an academy. It wasn't really a college. It was called Minnesota College, but it was high school.
And you took lessons there?
No. I had to go and take Professor Peters.
Oh,
my father died when I was 16, so that didn't last very long.
That didn't last very long.
We couldn't afford it much after that. My mother was left with six children.
Yeah. What did she do then? Six children.
We moved to Gustavus. We moved to St. Peter.
We moved to St. Peter.
And she had boarders.
Uh-huh.
So we had 12 college boys, and they weren't small, and they weren't small either. And fed them 3 times a day and 7 days a week. And they loved my mother's cooking, and on Sundays when somebody was going to be gone, they'd say, can we bring our girlfriends down? So we always had a full table, 12 of them. We served family style, you know. Start a big bowl of potatoes at the two ends of the table, and the meats and everything, that same thing. And she'd bake pie and made her homemade bread. Sunday, Saturday night, I could just see her making rolls. And they loved that on Sunday mornings.
How could she manage it?
Well, I had to help. I didn't have much college life. And it was my freshman year in college. And it was also the last half year of my high school year at college. I took the two together because we left Minneapolis in May and I still had a half year left of high school.
So you went right into the college?
Yeah, so I don't have a high school diploma. I had the credits to enter college, but not, I didn't get a high school diploma. I graduated from high school.
Did they, Did they have dormitories?
Oh, yes, they had dormitories.
But then these people that the college students...
These are boys. The boys didn't stay in dormitories that time.
Just the girls.
The boys boarded down.
The boys boarded down.
Room didn't board it down. The girls usually stayed in dormitories.
Did they... I wonder what they charged them compared to now.
Well, I wish I could remember.
Because the tuition...
The tuition was really small.
Yeah.
My mother could never afford it to send us otherwise.
Now it is about $5,000 a year.
Oh, at least maybe $7,000.
Maybe $7,000, yeah.
I think it's more like $7,000. I know it's terrible.
What kind of car did you have when you first got married? Great big one though.
Yeah, it was a big car.
people are quite, you know, quite interested in cars and others. So.
Yes, that's true. It's too bad I can't remember the name of it. It must have been Buick. Well, it would take me too long to think about it.
Almost to the end of this time.
My husband stayed at the Wasbutton house before he was married.
Oh.
He lived at Reuben Wasbutton's.
Uh-huh.
And there were three fellows there. Do you remember Dick Conkey? Richard Conkey?
Yeah.
He was married to Elizabeth Stoltz.
Mm-hmm.
And then Reuben Wasbutton and my husband, there were the three of them that were bachelors there.
Oh, and you took care of one of those bachelors?
Well, Reuben got married in July. They were married in September.
Uh-huh.
And Dick didn't get married for quite a while after that.
And, well, now, I don't think I was recording this at first. He turned it off. I will turn it back now. Let's see. This again now. It should be recording now. Oh, it wasn't. He turned it off. Okay. Well, we didn't get any recording, so you don't need to worry about it. We'll go through some of this other stuff here. Yeah, we'll just take a half. What year were you married in?
1929.
Right at that time. And your husband was a dentist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that should be right.
And we had three children.
Yes. And you were born in, what is the year?
Center City, I was born in 1901.
What? And you had six brothers and sisters, is that it?
There were six children in the family.
In your family?
Uh-huh.
Five brothers and sisters.
Uh-huh.
And you said your father was a...
Church organist.
Church organist.
He composed music and traveled with a quartet. Had a music store on Seven Corners in Minneapolis.
And you taught school the first year you came here from?
Yeah, taught here 1 year.
1 year.
And I had gone to summer school and intended to come back and teach the next year. And then I told you about my sister-in-law's death. She was killed in an automobile accident, and so his brother wanted him to come down there. He was just broken up. So we were going to live in Spring Grove. And that didn't work out. The dentist there decided not to sell after we had made a down payment. So we never would have left here. My husband didn't get his practice sold before this fellow returned the money. So.
You liked Waseca when you moved here, I mean.
Oh, yes, I've always liked it very much. Yeah. People here have been just wonderful.
And I know some people feel it's a little cold or something. But
well, the first year, the year I taught here, different people entertained the teachers, and the different churches would entertain all of the teachers at a big dinner, mm-hmm. like a big chicken dinner or something at the church, and then we'd play games afterwards. And some private families would go together, two or three families, and entertain the whole faculty. And we didn't have as big a faculty, I suppose, in those days.
No.
So we really got acquainted, and we really were treated royally.
You feel it's different than now when the teachers are...
Oh, yes. I think there's quite a... I don't think the people know the teachers quite as well as they did in those days. Do you?
No. What do you think about teachers' strikes and things like that?
I could never take part in them. I don't believe in them. I think it's just terrible to say that you're going to work for a certain salary and then strike and say you want more. And when times are so hard up, and you know the town is hard up for money, and still they strike for more money, I don't see how they can do that.
No, I never felt that way either.
Well, I didn't think that the people that were working should be able to set their own salaries. And I thought their bosses, the school board and so on, should do that.
It's a lot different than when you started teaching. You were happy to take us.
Yes, yes. At first, when I got my first check, you know, I'd never seen that much money. And I just thought I had earned it. I didn't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And now to think they're getting so much more an hour. They get more in a day than we got in a month.
You probably were thankful to have a job when you first started to work.
Oh, yes.
Because that was about all that, I mean, you could either go into nursing or teaching.
Uh-huh.
There weren't too many other...
No, there weren't too many choices.
No.
There were stenographers and secretaries, I suppose. You didn't have as much preparation for those.
No, you didn't make very much on that. So,
And of course, you only worked 9 months a year.
Yeah.
You gonna play it back?
I think I'll try it now. Maybe we'll see what we have. Let's stop. No, my husband, I guess he isn't going to retire. He's just too fond of working.
Oh, and they just let him stay on? He isn't 65.
He's 67.
Oh.
You can work till you're, like President Reagan, you can work till you're...
Oh, until you're worn out?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, that's wonderful. If he likes his work and everything.
Yes.
That's the main thing, if you're happy in what you're doing.
Did you take any part in elections, like when Roosevelt was... did you have anything to do with voting or belong to any?
I was on the... I counted ballots, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what they called us. We had to go down and work on every election day.
Every
day. Be there about 7 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And we'd take our lunch along and eat that at noon and work. And then we counted the ballots before we went home. So it'd be a full day. And I was always flattered when somebody called me and asked me if I would do this and that, you know. And during the war, of course, I told you we did bandages. We made square bandages out of gauze, and it had to be folded just so. And Mrs. Everett Johnson and I were in charge on Wednesdays. And then we'd make them up in packages of 100 or so, and then they'd be sterilized, you see, and sent away. So I took a part in the war effort that way.
That way.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Of course, in voting, in the balloting and all that was the war effort. Elections.
Yeah, it was the elections. Were you ever active in the parties?
Oh,
I mean,
no, I always belonged to one of the parties, but I
you didn't go out for the League of Women Voters
or
anything. Did you ever belong to the Monday Study Club?
I was asked every year, it seemed like, for a while there.
Uh-huh.
I just didn't feel like I... They gave book reports in those days.
Mm-hmm. They still
do. Everybody was expected to give a book report on the program. Now they don't do that.
Oh, they don't?
They have speakers come in, and then they go out to eat, 1 month, they'd probably go over to St. Peter to the Holiday House and eat a meal. And they've gone other places, I don't remember where now. And I read their minutes in the paper, and I don't see anything about...
That's quite an old organization, isn't it?
Oh, it's one of the oldest in town, yes.
Yeah, because I know some of the...
But you see, being a math teacher, English wasn't my strong point. And I didn't feel like I could give an interesting book report. And I thought, I'm not going to join something that's going to worry me all year.
Did you ever join the retired teachers here?
Yes, I belong to the AAUW.
Uh-huh.
And at first, Gustavus couldn't we were associate members only when I was first married, mm-hmm. and when they first mentioned it. And then an associate member could never hold an office. Not that I wanted to hold an office, but I thought, well, that's kind of discriminating. And then after a while, Gustavus got full status in the AAUW. They had enough women that were important so that they were written up in the important news magazines and so on. The women were important enough.
Well, that's kind of a funny way to do it. I mean...
Yeah. There weren't enough women that were outstanding, you see, from those colleges. St. Olaf was in it. But Gustavus wasn't, and some of the others, and then they finally got full status, and then I joined, and I was treasurer of that for a few years, as long as they allowed us to be, I think. I never took over the presidency, though.
Well, I think we'll just close this down now, and I think between what I hope I have most of it on here. I don't know why. Check this closer next time I go out. So, be sure it's all right. I'll turn this off.